are probably many dozens of pipe organs in churches all over Philadelphia, but it's impossible to know how many, where they are, and what condition they are in. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a citywide project to survey these hidden musical gems.
For almost a year now, Adrian Binkley has gone into dozens of churches around the city hunting for sound. Binkley is a student at the Curtis Institute of Music studying organ. He has been surveying the city's stock of pipe organs.
Some places that we go, the organs are used weekly and still very much in tune and well-maintained, whereas other places, some of the organs haven't been touched in 10, 20, sometimes 25 years.
Binkley recorded himself playing the organ at St. James United Methodist, a church in the Olney neighborhood that has had its ups and downs for more than a century. The current congregation doesn't play its organ very often, preferring to use guitar and a drum kit. The organ is part of this survey, which is a project of the Partners for Sacred Places.
These are fantastic instruments. They represent an incredible level of achievement in terms of craft and an amazing level of artistry.
Joshua Castaño is the partner's director of community engagement.
We want people to remember them and remember that they are really important parts of historic sacred places, but also raise awareness that they are probably threatened and that we're losing them.
Pipe organs are the largest of all instruments. They are literally built into the architecture of a church. They're incredibly complex, involving thousands of parts, many of them handmade, that can easily go into disrepair, subsequently becoming ignored by their congregations because they're too expensive to fix.
Free Church of St. John in Kensington has a little organ by a kind of cool American 19th century maker. It's a Jardin is the name of the maker. I think it's one of the only Jardins in the city. It's there. It's all there, and it works. So sometimes there are these little jewels out there that are super cool.
Castaño is only seeking pipe organs in churches outside of Center City. He says downtown churches already have resources to draw attention to their organs. Organs in more outlying neighborhoods are in danger of being forgotten. Once the survey is done, the Partners for Sacred Places will provide 10 congregations with resources and training to utilize and maintain their organ. A series of concerts are planned around the church organ featuring classical musicians. The first concert was last week in University City.
Music, you know, is a really amazing human cultural element. You know, seriously, I mean, it's universal, right? So one of the key things is the organ is also a way to get people around a sacred place interested in that place. It's a way to draw people inside the building. I mean, it's a way to actually hear a building.
Castaño ultimately wants to identify 50 organs in Philadelphia outside of Center City. So far, he has surveyed 38, and he knows there are more out there. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.